One thing that we talked about just in passing last time was your trip to Nepal, and I think you went to Sri Lanka as well, is that right?
Yeah, we did a bit of Sri Lanka later on, yeah.
Yeah, and of course they have the modernist movement in Colombo.
I don't think so. It wouldn't have registered with me at the time.
Mm.
I don't know, it's a pretty thin connection. I'm happy because I did believe in that kind of transfer of information or and influences, if you like. So firm believer, but I can't. It's probably a bridge too far, I would say.
Okay, so you weren't there to study architecture.
Sorry?
You weren't there to study architecture. You were just travelling around.
In those times?
Yes.
No, I wasn't studying art, but actually what happened was quite funny, really. It was the, if I'm talking about the same time, was that the builders of one of the project houses companies I was doing called Habitat, they said, we're going overseas. And I say, well, would you like to come with us, Michael? And I said, what that's for? He said, oh, no, we're going to just go have a muck around and we're going to be, it's about economical housing and, you know, so it could be of interest to you.
Excellent. Michael.
So I said, yes, I'll be there. So we trotted off and we went around. So we were around, it's quite silly, really, because it was there. India and Sri Lanka and all those Asian countries, well, it's Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And the funny story was me meeting Indira Gandhi.
Right.
Did I talk about that?
No.
No. That was quite interesting because concentrate low-cost housing, or whatever that means, because low-cost housing in said Mumbai is totally different from low-cost housing in Cape in South Africa or in Brazil. So,
yeah.
So it's ridiculous. It was ridiculous nonsense. Complex, silly.
Yeah.
As far as I was concerned, but I said I'll wait along because they were good guys and a bit of fun. But
okay.
And that was how it actually happened. And of course, there were conference papers, giving very learned papers on how
the
means of housing. It's quite clear a lot of them didn't know what they were talking about, but that's what. But conferences are always a bit like that.
Really
dumb things that happen. And I came out of the second or third or fourth day of conferencing. Meanwhile, all my friends, they'd all gone off to having a lovely time.
Yeah.
They had to find the nearest pub. They weren't interested in low-cost housing at all.
Yeah.
I was interested. Anyway, so I came out of the conference. And there's a woman there, and a sari was there sitting next to me, chatting with her. And then she decided to pick up a conversation. She said, what do you think of that? I said, I never heard so much nonsense in my life. I said, This is India,
Yes.
This is India. I said, you don't check prefabricated things in one thing and cut the entire continent of India.
Yeah.
At that stage it would have been about, I don't know, about 50, 100, I don't know, hundreds of millions, billions. The billions even then was actually overpopulated, a lot of things. And to try and transfer all that thing across India as a prefabricated system would have to be the nuttiest thing I'd ever heard of. Anyway, so I let fly, you see, so absolutely. Anyway, and 3 or 4 days later, there's a reception, you see, for us, for a group of them, and you went along the line and checked.
Yes.
And there she was, Indira Gandhi was. When I was talking to her.
Oh, nice.
I said, I still believe what I said. She said, I hear you loud and clear, she said. It's quite funny, really. But a funny way to meet the leader of the country, because she was the Prime Minister at that point, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's interesting. I don't think there were any influences in that area. Either on the regions or the things, but I was trying to replicate Sydney Sandstone.
Right.
And I was trying to get Tony Dorsey to work.
Yes.
And I didn't want a simple space that actually was the activating or the heart of the building.
Mm.
So that was actually what I was shooting for in both cases, actually.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I thought about it, you asked the big questions, so I suddenly realised, of course, that was the essence of it, really.
Yes.
If you want to put a number on it, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also mentioned, and I don't know if this is around the same trip, that you spent time in Nepal, is that right?
Yes, Nepal was actually quite interesting. Again, the same trip. And we ended up having drinks and talking to in fact, I spent the day with him because we went out looking at temples.
Jermaine Greer.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Mm.
That wasn't really. Oh, there was nothing to do with anything except part of that. It was a nice day. It was actually quite.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
And I didn't realise she'd written the book.
Right.
Or even read the book.
Right. Okay.
No, it was all. A casual acquaintance and a part of it.
Was Dinah part of that sort of group, though, in terms of...
No,
Sydney Uni, late 60s, no?
No, I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, was Dinah sort of part of the Sydney Push group?
No, she never was.
Right.
I was, very indirectly.
Mm.